Welcome to Real Weddings with Sarah. I'm Sarah Kennedy from The Isle by Sarah Kennedy, one of Ireland's leading sources for wedding inspiration, advice and support. Real Weddings with Sarah brings you an inside scoop of some of Ireland's best loved personalities and celebrity weddings, as well as some stellar wedding advice. Join me as I indulge on all the wedding gossip. Welcome back to Real Weddings with Sarah. So today I've stepped out of the bridal suite and I'm here in Aurelia. And Aurelia have been the sponsor for this season and I really wanted to catch up with them. I have had so many conversations with them over the last few years at the wedding show at the RDS. So today I just wanted to have a little bit of a longer conversation with them. Now, we will be talking about aesthetics, cosmetic surgery, you name it. But I will say that there is listener's discretion advised. Now, over 10 years ago when I got married, there was very little conversation, or at least open conversation, about aesthetics, Botox, fillers, the works. Now it's flooded in our social media channels. And some of the information, I have to say, some of it I find a little bit misleading. So today I really wanted to come back and speak with an expert here to really get under the hood and go through the different pieces. So again, just for yourselves, I will be talking about some sensitive topics. So if it's not for you, that's okay. But for those of you who really want to get the right information, let's get stuck in. Dr. Salmon, thank you very much for joining me today. I know it's busy day in the office. But look, can you tell us a little bit about you and of course, Aurelia and what you do here?
Super. Well, Sarah, great to see you again.
Yes.
Welcome to my home.
I know.
I live here.
I know, practically.
My name is Dr. Salmon. I'm here, 25 years. We started this business 25 years ago. We're the longest standing in the field. Operated on thousands and thousands of people. But thank God now we're at the peak of our performance. We're expanding soon.
And what does that expansion mean? Like,
well, we're a big facility. We have 3 operating theaters. We have, at the moment, 16 beds. We have ultrasound, x-rays, and a dependency unit. But we're looking to add another 20 beds. And a dedicated floor for bariatric surgery, which is also something we do.
Okay.
So we're just getting bigger and better. We have a fantastic bunch of people that works with us and have a fantastic management team, all homegrown, young, energetic people. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I know. And you know what? You can feel it as soon as you walk in. There's just, you know, because you think, oh, you're walking into this place. It could be scary or daunting, but like the energy's great. People are in great form. The staff are, they're so much fun. Like,
but you see, first, we don't operate on sick people. So you're here for a dramatically different purpose and you want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And we, you know, nobody comes in for surgery and a procedure like that where basically they're excited in a way, but they're also apprehensive. So we want to make that apprehension as little as possible.
Yeah.
You can see we have a fish tank, which has a great calming effect on you before surgery. The place doesn't look very clinical, but still quite clinical.
Yeah.
The staff are geared up for your comfort. So we do whatever it takes to make you comfortable during that journey.
You can feel it. Like, it definitely when you walk through the door, it's just, it's calm and everybody's having a great chit chat. But look, when a bride comes to you, right? Because we know that in terms of what you do, there's so many different spectrums from light touch stuff, right? Through the heavier stuff, which we'll get to later. But when a bride comes to you, what is the majority of brides coming through the door looking for?
Well, you can divide brides or any patient to two different type of groups. You have people coming for simple things. You know, I want my skin to glow for my day. I want to look my best. Not really looking for anything dramatic or any surgery. And that's right. Or somebody who has skin condition, acne, birthmarks, which we need to sort out for her big day. And then on the other category, you have ladies that, of course, now the bridal cysts change because we have a lot of ladies that have 2-3 kids and then they decide to have their big day and they need a little bit more because we need to restore some of the effect of having children, for example. So they're a different category. And of course, we have a third category who are people now who are starting another lease of life where basically they've been in a relationship and they're getting married again.
Okay.
And usually might be a little bit more mature woman and they would be looking for facial aesthetics or any procedure of that type. So the brides...
they're all different. Over the last 10 years, have you seen any dramatic differences in terms of what people are coming through the door looking for?
Oh, absolutely. But not only in the bridal scene, it's in general.
Okay.
People are more open about aesthetic surgery.
Yeah.
a bit are of it is there's no stigma with it anymore. Mm. And also the availability of it. People want to look their best.
Yeah.
And they have it available. So they seek sometimes surgeries that would correct things that they've been apprehensive about yeah. for years.
And didn't think that they could ever do, or they Absolutely. Have to go through this big, lengthy hospital system to get it done, I would imagine.
That's part of it. But for example, like you breastfed three kids, your breast has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And some of those ladies, actually, they're uncomfortable to show it to their partner, to yeah. the father of children. And
yeah.
that's something to carry every day with you in your life.
Yeah.
So now they know there's something to be done about it to yeah. boost their confidence and give them a better Yeah. A better quality life.
Yeah, look, I get that. Well, look, can we talk about, you mentioned the bridal glow, like the skincare piece. Can you talk to me about, like, what are those things you can get done to get that glow? And what's the sort of time frame you need to be thinking about?
Well, the most beautiful thing about brides is they always plan. Grooms yeah. are terrible, right? But brides plan everything, and which is great, because you need a bit of time to even try things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't like it or it's not up to your satisfaction, we might need to tweak it a little bit. And of course, sometimes with simple injectables, you can get bruising. So you don't want to do it 2 yeah. weeks before your wedding. That's yeah. madness. So planning is quite important. And then we put a structured plan to what we will do. And then we do it on stages. Give yourself 6-7 months.
Yeah.
Try it. Then for your day, you look optimal. And I just rule, I would not touch you a month before your day.
Yeah, okay.
Why? Because we want everything to settle down. If there's any bruise, it goes, and you look the best. And also sometimes skincare takes time.
Yeah, of course.
So if you have acne, or if you have telangiectasia, which is like a little redness of the skin,
yeah,
these things takes time with lasers to correct.
Okay.
But the whole purpose of it, to give you the best skin possible for that day, you know, that's one thing. And of course, you need talk about Botox lines and wrinkles or enhancing your cheekbones or enhancing your lips. The trick really, in my opinion, it should look so natural that nobody knows. It was done.
Nobody should come
to say, oh my God, you had your lips done. That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You say, oh my God, you really look well.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is,
yeah.
This is the difference between done right and
yeah, because you do see an awful lot of it not done right.
Unfortunately.
I know. And this, oh, I know. But look, you know, I see on social media a lot, you know, hashtag tweakments. What exactly are tweakments?
Little adjustments here.
Okay.
Social media is a fantastic tool, but it's a double-edged sword. We'll come to that in a second.
Yeah.
Tweakments, come in and let's put a plan. Yeah. Tell me what you wish to achieve. And yeah. let's see if your expectations are realistic or yeah. it's achievable. Because there's no point you spending money and not getting what you want.
Mm.
And we will, like, if I see you, I will tell you the truth. Don't do this or don't do
that. Gotcha.
That won't deliver for you.
Yeah.
Or you have to look, don't look at one piece of the jigsaw. The nose sits in a face, so it has to all link together.
Of course.
Beautiful, voluptuous lips on a soft feature lady looks out of place.
Gotcha.
So we yeah. need to tweak it to your overall look. Even sometimes I discuss with them, you know, hairstyle.
Yeah.
Because the hairstyle will influence how your face looks.
Yeah, how are they going to be wearing their hair? Of course.
If for
yeah.
a bride, say, you know, what are you going to do with the hair for your wedding day? Or even sometimes we talk about, okay, well, let's try this and see if you like it. But in my opinion, you should try this better. And I really generally don't tell you what to do unless we're talking about sort of general plan.
Yeah, yeah. My God, there's so much to consider. But you mentioned there before, like, corrective procedures. And look, I was having a chat with the team. I didn't realize that you did actual corrective procedures, because I suppose my understanding of yourselves and seeing you at the wedding show at the RDS was, you know, real beauty orientated. But then I thought, you know, when the girls were telling me about, you can get, you know, ears pinned back, you can do all of these different things. Like, what are corrective surgeries?
Well, corrective surgery goes into a couple of categories. So one is like, it's an aesthetic procedure. If your ears are asymmetrical or you have
yeah.
one ear sticking out, that's simple. But sometimes you have scars from accidents.
Of course.
Or childhood
yeah.
injuries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The hurley here. There yeah. was the split. That was the back garden off the coal bunker. Yeah. A few of those.
So,
yeah.
These things can be corrected. Or you have extremes. Like we had to help a lady who, unfortunately, when she was young, she was from Eastern Europe, and she had to work in a farm with a chainsaw, and she sustained this massive injury. She's this beautiful girl. We can help her with that. And as a matter of fact, we actually do 5 cases a year free of charge. If you have a case to make, write to us. And, really? And yeah, 5 cases a year we do free of charge.
No way. So yeah. if a bride is listening to this, has like something that is corrective, like an accident or something like that, they make their pledge to you, yes. And then you'll review them and take someone in.
We put all the cases together
and make a decision.
You know, so and we take a year because we have to have, you know, people write into us. And then we sit as a panel and decide, well, you know what, we can help this lady, you can help this lady, you can help this lady.
Right. I'm just making note of that for myself now. The Hurley hit on the face. Lovely. And like time. So if somebody does want to get something corrective done, like, you know, is that bridal timeline of like a year out from your wedding enough, or do they need to be planning longer?
It depends on the procedure.
Okay.
Please, like the actual problem I have is where the mother of a bride comes to me.
Okay.
8 weeks before the wedding,
panicking,
asking me for a facelift. That's not going to happen.
Wow.
Okay. Because one, I'm busy. I'm booked for about 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
But second is you won't have time for recovery.
Yeah.
But thank God, brides don't tend to do that.
Yeah.
So brides come to you at least a year before and say to you, I'm getting married next July. Not this July, next July. And I want to do this and I want to do that. And usually they know exactly what they want.
Mm.
The only time where I have an input, or for example, they come to me about their tummy because they had 3-4 kids. Mm. They say, would I need lipo? Would I need a mini? Would I need a full tuck? And this is where we give them the opinion.
The opinion, yeah. You know, the way Kris Jenner had this massive transformation,
mm-hmm.
like, so she had this massive facelift, like, and it's just, everybody's talking about it. Like, she looks like, she looks exactly like Kim now, pretty much. Although you can kind of tell because we know what she looked like before. Like, what sort of recovery time would she have had to have for that? Because she came out of, she rose from the ashes out, and then everybody was like, oh my God.
Okay. To be honest, like, these are unrealistic achievements.
Really?
Like, doesn't happen. Like,
many women will look at the Kardashians and they look at, you know, Kris Jenner, a woman in her 60s, and go, geez, I think she's nearly 70. But they look at that and go, I want to do that.
You see, there's the second edge of the social media we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
The reality of it is a lot of these things are not true.
There's
you know, Photoshops, there's all these filters you add.
Yeah.
For the life of me, the achievement she got is surgically impossible.
Really?
It is not easy to change something so dramatically, even surgically. And, you know, with this in mind, you should always be careful. And when people come in with an unrealistic expectation like that, you have to tell them, look, this ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And there is no point misleading them, saying, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's not going to happen. So managing expectation is so fundamental.
Mm.
And deciding also who's mentally fit for the procedure.
Okay. That is a really good question, because I remember, like, you know, I got married and I was 30, 31. And I was so panicked about everything, right? About how I looked, how I felt. Like, and I probably would have been one of those people that was so panicked about nothing, but then would have, you know, came in to see you. Oh, I need to get all this, all these things done. Like, how do you make that call between someone who really is okay versus panicked just because they feel they've got this wedding day coming up?
Well, look, the reality of it is, first you have to see, do they actually need it? Because what they're telling me and what I'm looking at has to match.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't match, that's a recipe for a disaster.
Gotcha.
So you have to put things in perspective. So first thing is, be realistic about it and say,
yeah,
you don't need it. Sorry. Or, will you calm down for a minute? Let's think about it. And also, we always give, you know, chilling time or a cooling time period.
Yeah.
So nothing happens where you come to me today and you have your surgery tomorrow. That will never happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So we sit down, talk about her needs, and we have to be a bit kind, because the poor girl has a lot on her plate. And the last thing you want, he goes like, oh, dismiss her. We don't do that.
Yeah.
So we sit down, listen to her properly, and then suggest, you actually don't need, you look really well. Look at that, look at that, look at that.
Yeah.
So these are your good assets. We need not to touch them.
Yeah.
Small little tweaks here and there. That's what we
okay,
can
do. Okay, gotcha.
And give yourself time and don't panic. And in fairness, it's a big day.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you do feel the pressure because you've all this work that you're thinking about of being on show. And that's what I felt. I was like, oh, everybody's going to be looking at me. And then there's the photographs and now the added layer of social media, which we'll talk about. But I want to talk about the less discussed stuff, which is, if we go back 10 years ago, nobody would talk about Botox. Like, I remember I used to have people coming to me saying, oh, would you promote Botox? I'm like, never. But look, this is life now, right? It just seems to be everywhere. But, you know, the actual, what does it mean to actually go down the route of a fundamental surgical procedure? Like, what does that look like?
Okay, there's surgery is not like Botox. Botox, it goes away.
Yeah.
It is cheap. Very little can go wrong with it.
Then,
surgery, you need to be, one, you need to need it. Second, you need to have the right surgery for the right procedure. So if somebody needs a tummy tuck, won't benefit from a liposuction, no matter how cheap it is. No benefit from a mini tuck. So you need to go to the place that will have the range of the services and not push you to one side. And
because that's what they offer.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, go around. Look around. You have to be comfortable with the people you're talking to. Don't do sales. You know, don't listen to me when I say to you, you know what, if he comes this Saturday, I have a slot, you can have a discount. That's a bad recipe for disaster.
Wow. Yeah.
So don't do that. Also, look at a facility that has the backup.
Yeah.
You know, proper surgical facility that has the accreditation, that has the right services, because in surgery, things can go
a little bit
wrong, and then you need to be able to fix it.
Yeah. Well, what I found interesting was that actually when somebody is recovering from surgery from here, they actually have your number.
Absolutely.
That's the emergency line.
All my patients have my number.
Like, seriously.
But you know what? One out of 100 calls I get, one would matter. But you need not to miss
And people need reassurance, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Because recovery is tough. Like, going in and probably getting the procedure is probably not the problem. It's when you get home and trying to recover from these things.
There's a lot of little things, but you need to give them comfort in that. And honestly, that doesn't really bother me. And I'm happy to advise them. But the other fundamental thing about surgery is we got so good at surgery, you have very little pain after.
Yeah.
And when people have no pain, they think they've healed. So they start doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Gotcha.
So when you advise them, like, and I keep on and on about this, you're going to feel well, you fit young woman, you have kids to look after, please.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Rest.
Don't do that. Do this.
Yeah.
I don't want you in bed, certainly, but, you know, just because you walk 10 miles a day the day before surgery, that doesn't mean tomorrow you can walk a mile.
Yeah.
You know, simple
things
like that.
You have to rebuild yourself back up.
And I'm happy to take a call, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Tell me, can I do this? I'd say yes or no. Rather than you just do it.
Doing it and then ending up with extra pain. I'm learning so much. I could probably talk to you for hours and hours because I'm just naturally nosy about all of this stuff.
But, that's right.
You know, my social media feeds would be, particularly the age I am, I've had 3 kids. Naturally, I'm just getting fed a whole load of information. And luckily, because I've spoken to you a few times, particularly doing the I Do School, I've learned quite a lot. But I see a lot of misinformation out there, particularly on TikTok. And it's actually quite worrying. And like, I'm also thinking about younger generations being exposed to this sort of information. Like, what is your advice around cutting through that noise on social media and the information that's out there?
It's a terrible gadget. It's good for marketing.
Yeah.
But you need to get to the right marketing protocols. Mm. Unfortunately, a lot of young girls, like, for example, I know a person that sort of on social media shown people how her tummy exercise restored her tummy after having kids.
Mm.
But I've done her tummy tuck.
What?
Yes. But think about it. If you're a little girl that had a couple of kids and then you're doing
you
this thing.
You look for anything. You,
and
absolutely,
it's not working.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking, well, there's something wrong with me. But it isn't.
It's That's transparency.
It's misled.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. But really, this is very few and far in between because that's surgery and you end up with a consultant who could tell you yes or no. But my main worry is people buying products for removing moles, for example.
Talk to me about that.
You can buy stuff on the internet, and I've seen many of the guys with the burns to remove moles. But moles are, you need to know what type of mole.
Absolutely.
Some moles you must cut.
And they have to get tested as well to see are they cancerous.
But unfortunately, this is one of the things, and you don't want to do that.
Wow.
Or buying peels off the internet that you don't know where they come from. You don't know what strength. You don't know what kind
of because like obviously, you know, a lot of people are talking about get a retinoid, do all, you know, all of these different things, but you kind of need someone to guide you as to which one you need.
If you walk in a pharmacy in Ireland, you know what you're buying is exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
But if you buy it off the internet, you don't know what it is. And this is the worry. And some of these peels are acids.
Yeah.
Like, for example, fruit acid, which people think it's very light. If you leave it on, it'll continue to work.
Mm.
So you have to remove it after a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But if you haven't got that instructions and you sleep with it, you're going to wake up in the morning with burns.
Burns. Oh my God.
So just be careful.
So let's bring it back now to basics. So if anybody is thinking, and they feel, and by the way, I'm not saying anybody needs to do any of this, but I want to just make sure the right information is out there, because I see so much misinformation myself. If somebody is looking and thinking about, whether it's as minor, as we now call it, as in comparison to surgery, like a tweakment, versus actually doing some fundamental surgery to reconstruct or do whatever it is that they need, where should they go?
Well, if it's important to you, go and see somebody in person. This business of sending pictures.
Someone who's professional and accredited,
So come in, let's see you. It costs you nothing because you do free consultation. And please, if we give you advice, please, please, please follow it. Like a lot of girls, I tell them, don't have surgery.
Yeah. And they come back could go to somebody else, and somebody else would go, yeah, I'll do it. And then
they come back to me 6 months later, had surgery somewhere else, asking me to fix it. And sometimes it's not fixable.
Okay.
So this is the problem. So please, we're happy to give you advice. If you're not sure, or if you got some advice somewhere else and you just want to check it, write to us or come down and have a chat with us. And then you can make up your mind. We don't push you towards surgery, and it doesn't cost money.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Salmon, thank you so much for that.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
I know. I'm just like, so many questions.
I'm happy to answer anything you want. Drop us an email and we'll look after it.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's been great to see
it. Has, and it's been brilliant just to catch up properly, because we only get a few minutes when we're in the RDS.
God bless you
so much. Thank you.